Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Such a great rip. Just a great rip. And that reminds me, I heard something on the radio this morning, which is ironic because I work on the radio, but there is a new Johnny Cash album coming. Is it this week? Is it? Or next month? I know the single. They released the first single today. You're a big country music fan. I assume you know this.
I think it comes out in June.
Okay, but they released the first single today.
And it's pretty good.
It is. They played a little bit of it on the morning show. It was really good. I mean, now here's my question, though. Is there any, it's not AI, right? There's no, they're not filling in like missing singing with AI Johnny Cash. This is all original stuff that they've just mastered. So what, 21 years after he died, there is a new Johnny Cash. I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, people, again, I love all music. But anyway, I can't remember what the name of the single was, but it was a really good sounding single. So last night, the news broke, courtesy of Just the News. .com, John Solomon, one of the best investigative reporters, he may be the last, well, he's not the last, but because Just the News, I don't necessarily consider mainstream, but he is one of the best investigative reporters that is out there right now, continually delivering great information. And one of those stories is this one: unsealed docs expose early collaboration between archives, Biden White House, in Trump prosecution. Now, Donald Trump has been saying, he said, these are the Biden trials. He's pointed out time and again that it's all coming from the White House. He has this ridiculous, unconstitutional gag order on him because they don't want the truth to get out there. Obviously. Well, there's no gag order on Just the News. According to the story, this goes back to 2021. Just weeks after learning Joe Biden had improperly retained government documents, it's a very nice way of saying broke federal law, his administration began working with federal bureaucrats in the spring and fall of 2021 to increase pressure on Donald Trump for similar issues. Remember, they had the big Mar-a-Lago raid, but no raid for Joe Biden because Joe Biden cooperated and Donald Trump didn't, except for it was all smoke and mirrors. And eventually prompt a criminal prosecution of the 45th president. This according to government memos that have been unsealed by District Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida. According to the story, they provide the most extensive accounting so far of how the Biden regime worked with federal bureaucrats to escalate pressure on Trump to return documents to the National Archives. On one email dated May 25th, 2021, shows the National Archives and Record Administration, NARA, had already consulted with the Biden White House about missing Trump records more than a year before the public would learn that the former president had kept some classified memos. NARA General Counsel Gary Stern wrote, "I have had several conversations with Person 40, it's redacted, since the end of the Trump administration about various paper records that he believes were not transferred to us. We'll pick it up after the break.
The Regular Joe Show.